The race for the Florida House seat in District 2 is a contest between the incumbent Republican and a longtime Democratic activist. Today, we take a look at the incumbent, Republican Alex Andrade. A lot has happened in Florida House District 2 since the primary in August, not the least of which is the closing of the three-mile bridge over Pensacola Bay.
Skanska should have been here on September 19th.
That's District 2 Representative Alex Andrade at an October 7th press conference in Pensacola, expressing frustration with Skanska, the company responsible for building the bridge.
If we had a public face to this company that was actually responsive to the public, DOT wouldn't have to be carrying water for them communicating the plan to repair the bridge that they were paid to build. And I'm not a judge or a jury, and I don't have to say whether or not they breached their contract with DOT or they committed negligence to tell you that they've absolutely breached their agreement with this public.
Alex Andrade is running for a second term to the Florida House. He says parts of his district are really suffering after the twin hits of the coronavirus shutdowns and Hurricane Sally.
Gulf Breeze itself is going to see some of the most immediate impacts economically to what occurred. You have almost no traffic through this community now. So the locally owned shops, the restaurants, the stores, they're going to see far fewer people. So if you do have the time, especially on a weekend, to go out to Gulf Breeze, please do. And the same for Pensacola Beach, because a lot of these stores, they're locally owned, and it's heartbreaking to think that you've had people that have kept their businesses on life support for 6 months through COVID to suddenly see, you know, another 6 months of just a complete standstill.
And while state revenues are not at a standstill, they have certainly slowed due to the pandemic. Sales tax revenues are down considerably, and the legislature will have some tough decisions to make when crafting next year's budget. Andrade says legislators have already been told not to file their special projects for the coming year.
Special projects are outside the budget. They're a fun little nifty way to say you're bringing money back home, but they pale in comparison to the overall budget. So it's easy for a legislator to say, well, I filed 8 special projects and I got so much money for these individual projects. But odds are they amount to maybe $10, $15 million per legislator. I can tell you that over $255 million was secured in last year's budget just for Escambia County. Because the real work a legislator does is to go dive deep in every single agency's budget, figure out what funds are available, and make sure that the state's overall budget, the 92-some-odd billion-dollar budget that we have, is still serving your constituency. So while I might not be able to file my special projects and be able to claim my $15 million-some-odd in special projects, the main game is to make sure that our 5-year road plan at DOT is fully funded for our districts, making sure that our education systems that are located in our districts are fully funded, and making sure that the programs that we depend on here get their funding in the state budget.
Andrade says getting out and campaigning is one more casualty of Hurricane Sally, but he's thankful that the negativity of his primary campaign hasn't carried over to the general election.
The hurricane is pretty much taking campaigning off the table for me, but yeah, it's a little bit calmer. It's more traditional. There's less vitriol. You know, it's just a more honest campaign. I think everybody in my district has my cell phone number, but if you don't, I'm more than happy to put it out on radio. If you do need anything and you live in Escambia or Escambia County or Gulf Breeze, please just give me a call on my cell phone. It's 850-462-4776.
Alex Andrade is running for re-election to the Florida House seat in District 2. We spoke with his opponent, Democratic activist Diane Crummell, yesterday. And you can see all of our election previews at our website, wwf.org. Bob Barrett, WWF News.